seems to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned and he's working it out for you.
Sing, Shirley.
That's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone.
Solid rock that we got to depend upon and lean on. We're coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. Here is the message.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11. What it reads? My brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You may be seated. I'm gonna cover that whole section in this gospel this evening. back to this 40-year history. 40 years is not just a hop, skip, and a jump around a corner somewhere. 40 years. A lot can happen in 40 years. 40 years vividly means that you have been tested. Would that be a ranger? Another word. 40 years means that you have been tried. 40 years. 40 years, brothers, that you've been through a probationary period. 40 years. The significance of 40 years is seen in the life of Moses. He was called to deliver his fellow countrymen out of the land of Egypt. 40 years. 40 years, Moses was in the land of Egypt. 40 years, he was in the desert.
All right.
He was in service of the Lord. It took 40 years for him to discover that he was somebody in the Lord. Well, come on. No, we can be in love that power and authority we don't even know. It took him 40 years to realize he was somebody in the Lord. And then it took 40 years to find out that he was nobody. In other words, if you're walking in the Lord and you got the sword in the world, you ain't nobody. 40 years! And then it took 40 years for him to discover that God was everybody. 40 years. Time the Lord. He went through the fire. He went through the trials and tribulations. He went through the testing. Yes! You're still standing. First Corinthians 10:4. Christ is that rock.
the biggest thing.
Lord.
Are you standing? That's me.
Hello there. Holy Father,
in other words, are you standing to Jesus?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You have never had a plan, and people are standing to hear the cry of Jesus. We're standing on every wind of doctrine, around in unity. Some folks are standing on the word of this people.
Lord,
around in unity. And we cry in unity. Some folks are standing on the word of Buddha. Yes. And there are some folks that are standing on the word of atheism. And they are standing on every wind of doctrine. But if you don't have Jesus, you're standing on a lost cause. Some folks are standing on the facts. I've heard somebody say, my time is cancer.
All right, preacher.
Yes. What is your time? My time is something terrible.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a media. Standing on the
side.
Are you standing on the solid rock?
All right.
I'm going to say it all these other times. So you might be standing on your own eyes from the pits of hell. I don't know where you're going to stop. But there's only one time that will be able to keep up from falling. And that time is name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. I found out that some folks that are standing on the drum and believing in the moon. Where there are temples, believe in nature. And I hear the word of the Lord say that they are believing in the creation more than the creator. Come on, sir. Are you standing in the right time? And the time is Jesus. The standing on the making thing, the thing that God made himself. And believing on those material things. There ain't no stone can die for you.
Right.
I heard Jesus. So I came that you might have life.
Yeah.
And then having more money.
Right.
I was standing on the side of Jesus.
Yeah.
I was there until he comes back. I'm going to stay until he brings me home.
Yeah.
All these things. The Lord say, my word, is gonna learn for me
permanently.
Are you standing on that solid rock?
Faith
is gonna keep you fighting among yourselves.
Faith
is gonna come and separate you from that solid rock.
Thank you. you know the man that he was just singing about? Saying Jesus fixed it? I normally ask the question, do you know Jesus? But I want to take that question just a little further today. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Now, when this question is asked, many people will lead it to their mothers, their grandmothers, their fathers, but they never answer the question directly when it points to them. You know, if you don't know him as your personal Savior, the Bible said in hell you'll lift up your eyes. I have a sermon out saying if you miss Jesus, it's too late. It's too late because after you die, there's no repentance of your sin. There's no entering into heaven because your soul will be already in hell. You must do it while the blood is running warm in your veins. The Bible says the day you hear the gospel truth, that's the day you should receive him. The Holy Spirit comes to you and will encourage you to accept Jesus Christ. Don't reject him. Rejecting Jesus is the worst sin. It is the unforgivable sin that come upon you when you have the opportunity to receive him and die rejecting him. That's where the key lies right there for unforgivable sin. When you die without Jesus, you might not receive him. If somebody introduced you to him, you might not receive him right then. And there's no sin against that. But if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, that sin is unforgivable. And the Bible said in hell, you'll lift up your eyes. Think about it. Every living human being has an opportunity. I don't care what you've done in your life. I don't care what sin you already committed. Jesus died for those sins. And he's willing and able. He's waiting for your forgiveness. Just sometimes say, Lord, forgive me. I've sinned. You don't even have to name them all. You don't have to name not one. He already knows what they are. Just like the thief on the cross. He didn't have to name out his sins. God knew the man's heart. Two thieves hanging there on that cross died with Jesus. One went to heaven and one went to hell by choice. Thief on the right said, Lord, forgive me. Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. And just those words, Jesus Christ knew that man's heart. And he knew that he was asking for forgiveness for all that he had done in sin. And Jesus told him right there, this day, you shall be with me in paradise. Are you able to do the same thing? Seek Jesus while he may be found.
you.